When he heard this statement by Ramananda Roy, he told Eho Bahya Adekoho Ar that this is Bahya, it is external. And please speak further. Go on further. So this conversation between Ramananda Roy and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is given in a gradual step-by-step progression.
No, never. All are independent. All are independent.
But for different levels of adhikar.
No, huh? Not great.
Step by step, not gradual.
Not a step by step.
Okay.
If anyone is varnasham dharma, at once he can go to sannyas, and he may be a pure devotee. So it is not necessary that he will have to follow all. Not like that. He has told like that, not like that.
Yeah.
Oh, each are independent sadhva and sadhana.
Yes.
So I'm corrected very beautifully by Srila Gurudev. And this should be understood clearly. This whole conversation between Ramananda Roy and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is not that someone will have to go through each one of these step-by-step progressions. That is a misunderstanding. But yet, this conversation is explaining different levels of adhikar, different goals of different persons who are on different levels of qualification. So, therefore, it is gradually going higher level of qualification, higher level of qualification, like this. So now, after Mahaprabhu had rejected this first statement of Sri Ramananda Roy, then he began to explain his next suggestion, which is Krishna Karmarpanam. Krishna Karmarpanam. This means that you will offer, arpanam means to offer, you will offer your karma, your actions to Krishna for his satisfaction. You will offer that to Krishna. And then, to substantiate this statement, Sri Ramananda Roy quoted the verse from Bhagavad Gita, Yat karoshi yadashnashi, yat juhoshi dadasiyat, yat tapasisi konteya, tat kurushva mad arpanam. So here, he's telling that Krishna is telling to Arjuna, everything that you do, yat karoshi, everything that you eat, yadashnashi, everything that you offer, yajjuhosi, dadasiya, all offerings, all sacrifices that you perform, yajjuhosi dadasiya, yat tapasyasi kaunteya, and any kind of austerities that you may perform, tat kurusha mad arpanam, you should do all these for my sake, for my benefit, mad arpanam, you should offer them to me. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this proposal, and then he told again, same thing, Eho Bahya Anikohoar. This is external. Please speak further. Go further than this. Go higher than this. So it should be understood what is Krishna telling, for which level of Adhikar, and why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not accept this. So as a conditioned soul within this world, everyone is acting for their own sense gratification. It is personal, selfish interest. Whatever anyone is doing within this world, it is either immediate selfishness or it is an extended selfishness. For example, in this world, everybody is acting sometimes for the benefit of their family, their children, etc. But they will not do the same thing for another person's family and children, because this is their extended self. So they identify, these are mine, these children belong to me, this family belongs to me, this house belongs to me. There is a conception of mineness or mamata toward these material objects. So for that person on that level of identification with this material body, Krishna is giving encouragement by telling them that yat karoshi yat ashnashi, whatever you're doing, you do it for me. Whatever you're offering, you should offer it to me first, like this. So this is to encourage those who are in this level of consciousness. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking, what is the sadhya? What is the goal of life? And he is not accepting this. That is because this suggestion does not at all touch the real transcendental level of the soul. The soul's eternal function of eternal servitude in the form of praying seva to the Supreme Lord. It does not touch that level at all. It is only on the material level. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Eho Bahya, this is external. So what is the flaw in this consideration? Why is it still external? It is beneficial for those who are on that level, but from a higher perspective, it is external. So what is that flaw? Because the person who is performing this offering, he has a conception that this belongs to me, and now I'm offering this to Krishna. Now I'm offering this to God. So the flaw is that they have a conception that this is my possession. This belongs to me. And now I'm giving it to God. That is the fundamental mistake of the conditioned soul. That aham mameti, janasya mohoyam aham mameti. He identifies with his body, and he identifies that objects connected with his body belong to him. So therefore, this cannot be the proper conception, because ultimately, nothing belongs to anyone. Everything within this world is the property of the Supreme Personality of Godhead who has created it. It is His energies. And not only all these objects of this world, but I myself, my very soul, I belong to the Supreme. So until that conception comes, that I will offer my very self to the Supreme Lord, then it is only external. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected this proposal, and then he asked Ramanand Roy to speak further, then he will speak next suggestion. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Also one thing here. Jatkaroshi, Jadashnasi, Jajjuhosi, in this slok. Who is Karta? Who is doer? Myself. But you are not doer. This body, then mind, then wish of Sakshi. Those who have made this body material. And something of soul. There are so many doers in this